Ain't I a woman? This is the question I've asked myself on several occasions living in Asia, as oftentimes I don't feel like I'm treated like other women. Oftentimes my womanhood, my femininity, is completely ignored by the fact that I am a foreigner, and that my looks are the complete opposite of what the ideal woman is here in Asia. This has happened to me on many occasions in Korea, in China. My first thought goes back to within my first month of arriving in Korea. I was moving into my apartment, and one of the foreign staff managers came into my apartment without my permission, literally unlocked my apartment door and came inside, unbeknownst to me completely. I remember sending a message back to the original recruiter and saying, like, this is not acceptable. I kept thinking, you know, if the situation were reversed, if there were some black man that had the keys to some Asian girl's apartment and went in without her permission, unbeknownst to her, there would be a huge uproar. I would not be surprised if something like that made international news. But when we think about protecting women, black women, especially in Asia, that concept does not compute. Near the time that I was leaving in Korea, I remember I had tons of boxes and I was trying to pack them up, leave the elevator, and here I am struggling with so many boxes, and these two young men see me trying to open the door with my foot. They don't open the door, they don't offer to carry anything. It's pretty much been the situation since I've been here. And I don't know why I'm surprised, but I felt like this again today when I went to the gym here in Beijing. So for those of you who don't know, this question, Ain't I a Woman, is actually the title of a speech given by Sojourner Truth. And she gave this speech, there are a couple different versions of it, that she gave during a feminist protest. I think it was maybe women's suffrage movement around that time, women wanting the right to vote. And, you know, she mentions, I think, whichever version you read, the crux of it is the same, is that black women are not considered when we think about women. Unfortunately, that's still the truth in Asia in 2019. And if you look at me, you know, I understand that I'm the opposite of what the ideal woman is. The ideal woman here has very fair or white skin, long straight hair. She's probably petite, doesn't have a big behind. Every single one of my features, none of my features really match, you know, what the ideal woman is. And I think the fact that I'm physically taller than a lot of the men here makes a difference as well. But am I, as a woman then, less deserving of respect or less deserving of protection or consideration? It's so frustrating. So I don't want to get on here and rant, and this is not something to bash Asian men, because not everyone thinks like this. But it's so often the case. It's just, I don't know, I had to say something about it today. So, at the gym, you know, I'm working out, and I come to the gym in shorts, and I'm wearing a, you know, cut-off shirt, and, you know, I'm sweaty, I'm working out. And one of the personal trainers is taking a video and, you know, haphazardly, you know, just taking a video of the gym and I happen to be in it. Yeah, right. I know that I was intended to be in the video. Foreign woman, you know, kind of more muscular frame, black woman working out at our gym. Just think about this. under any other circumstances, you have a man taking a video of a woman, that is not acceptable. So, here's my mouth getting me in trouble again. I had to say something to him. And this is not the first time that this has happened, because usually I'll let these things go. Today, for some reason, I couldn't. So I did have to complain to the manager. And I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but I just feel like part of my womanhood is taken from me every time this happens, because no one considers the fact that, hey, you wouldn't do this to a Chinese woman. What makes you think that it's okay to do this to a black woman? What makes you think it's okay to do this to a foreign woman? So, I've been debating whether or not I should play part of the clip of my complaints to the manager. I think when I, you know, when I get upset, I get flustered, and sometimes I just start speaking really quickly and I don't even pay attention to what it is I'm saying. I think the manager handled it pretty well, and so I'm satisfied with how that went down. But I think this whole situation is just one of the difficulties of living here, you know, and it's one of the things that comes up, you know, with me and my husband, because, you know, he's a good-looking white guy, and he is basically the ideal. And this has happened in Korea, in China, where women will say things to him while we're together, while I'm standing right there. He's even had women ask for his phone number when I'm with him. And it just, it boggles my mind. Like, do you not see me here? Would you ever consider doing this to an Asian woman when she's with her man, when she's outside? No, you wouldn't, okay? So it just, it's not even just Asian men. Honestly, it's a lot of people in China, in Korea. It's happened to me on multiple occasions. It's sometimes hard, and it has created a strange dynamic in our marriage to have people, women, literally throwing themselves at him on occasion, and to have me, who's sometimes treated like my black skin is a disfigurement. People will look at us and think, like, oh, why did he choose her? Obviously, I'm not seeking validation outside my marriage, but it's nice to feel like you dress up, when you dress up, that you look pretty, that you feel pretty, and part of dressing up for your spouse is also the recognition that your spouse gets when they are with a beautiful woman, you know, kind of like arm candy. And I've definitely never been that in Asia. And I know I've said a lot of my experiences of China and Korea, but this has also happened in other Southeast Asian countries as well. So that imbalance is, it's kind of weird. And I don't mind it now. It's really not that big of a deal. But it was hard when I was single, to feel like as a woman, no matter what I looked like, you know, I could turn heads in the States and then here, you know, completely unwanted, unnoticed, disrespected sometimes. A lot of this is due to sexual stereotypes. On the one hand, you have black women who are hypersexualized and stereotyped with, you know, traditionally masculine characteristics like dominance or aggression. And on the other side, you have Asian men who are emasculated in the media. And these boxes that we put ourselves in ultimately do a lot of damage. Ultimately, by desexualizing each other by putting ourselves in these boxes and having these kind of arbitrary standards of beauty, we are dehumanizing people. And it's a form of discrimination. Treat every woman like a woman. Treat every man like a man. I honestly feel sorry for some of the women here who bleach their skin, who get eyelid surgery, who get implants, who shave down their jaws, who put in plastic in their nose so that they'll have a longer or taller bridge. All the things that we do to ourselves in the name of this arbitrary idea of what beauty is, when there's so many unique, beautiful features that make us, you know, who we are. Anyway, there's a crisis actually in China, because of the gender imbalance. There are millions of Chinese men who are never going to find a wife. And statistically speaking, Asian men are the least likely people to date outside of their race. Black women are the second least likely people to date outside their race. When Black people and Asian people do end up in interracial relationships, which is the most unlikely interracial relationship, 90% of the time it is Asian women and Black men. The reverse is very rare. But back to my point. You can be attracted to whoever you want to be attracted to and find whatever features or whatever races you think are more beautiful than another. But Black women need to be treated like women. Asian men need to be acknowledged as men. Again, when we desexualize people, we dehumanize them. And it's not just about them. It's about the negative consequences for ourselves. Not just missed opportunities, but the societal effects that this dehumanization can have. Recognizing each other as men, as women, acknowledges each other's humanity. Ain't I a woman?